Roses are red, violets are blue. No, too basic. If I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put you and I. Okay, no, I'm not doing pickup lines. Just write how you feel. Say what you've felt ever since junior high. And be yourself, no more cliches. Ever since junior high, not a day has gone by that I haven't thought of you. I know your laugh by heart, and your voice, and your hands, and the back of your neck, because I sit behind you in class. You have a nice neck. No, don't say that. I know your favorite color, and your favorite shirt, and your favorite cafeteria food. And now I think it's time you know just how lovely a person you are. And that there is someone in this world, the same someone who is writing this letter, who is madly in love with you. Okay, that's good, right? Now to deliver it. Please don't see me, please don't see me. Oh my gosh, hey. I was in the neighborhood and I thought I would stop by and say hey. So, hey. Oh yeah, your mailbox. Right. I was just admiring the craftsmanship. It's a really good paint job. And flag. You caught me. I was delivering you something. Mail. I was delivering you mail. Not from me, per se. It's kind of just... Yes, it's from me. No, don't open it. Well, not in front of me. Because I don't want to have to watch you read it. Yes, it's a letter. What else would it be? Okay, fine, you can open it. But turn around. Yes, turn around. There's no way I'm looking at you while you read it, so turn around. Okay, you may proceed. Well, it was supposed to be anonymous. That's why there's no name on it. But now that I think about it, that was really stupid because you already know what my handwriting looks like. And I'm just really embarrassed right now, so please say something. Even if it's rejection, rejection is better than silence. That was way better than silence. You like me back? Yeah, that is surprising. Because you're you and I'm me. You know what I mean? I didn't think that I stood out to you that much. I mean, we're lab partners, and we sit next to each other in class. Well, I sit behind you, so you can't really see me, but I see you. I see you all the time. And I sort of thought that I was just invisible. So, the love letter, it wasn't too much. Okay. Because I got a little carried away writing it, I think. I hope it didn't come off as obsessive or stalkerish. Okay. Sure, yes, of course you can keep it. I wrote it for you, so it's yours. But maybe don't show it to anyone. Have you always known that I liked you? You had your suspicions. Okay. Yeah, I guess I wasn't all that subtle about it most of the time. Like when I signed your yearbook with a heart and a lipstick stain. Or when your pencil broke during a test and I gave you mine. It's okay, I was happy to. If you thought that I liked you and you liked me back, or at least I'm assuming you did because you just kissed me, why didn't you ever ask me out? That's not true. I don't avoid you. Okay, that's true. I did stuff my face in my locker when you started walking up to me one time. But that wasn't because I was avoiding you. It was because I was afraid you'd caught me staring at you. Okay, I didn't go to your birthday party that one time because I was shy. Especially at 13. Though I was over the moon when you invited me. I couldn't stop thinking about it for weeks. I just get shy sometimes. But it doesn't mean I'm avoiding you, I promise. I really like you. I always have. Everything in the letter, everything I wrote, is true. I meant every word. I have liked you since junior high. From the moment I met you, I swore I was in love with you. I don't really know if I knew what love was at that age, but based on what I guessed love was, I was pretty sure I felt it. I'm really glad you caught me sneaking the letter into your mailbox. Because otherwise, I would still be anonymous and pining for you, wondering if you feel the same way. I'm so glad you do.